Austin, Texas country. It's Coke Radio. Scotty and Amber. Rita is still out sick. And we've got a very, very big star on the phone with us right now. It's Barry Corbin. Barry, good morning, and thank you so much for doing this show.
Well, good morning to you.
It is so nice to meet you. I've been a big fan of yours for the last 30, 40 years. And when they said, hey, Barry Corbin is doing an event in Bastrop coming up next week, would you like to talk to him? We were all like, all three of us were like, hell yes.
Well, good. Good. Yeah. Come on out and see us.
So you are a cowboy poet as well as an actor, but you're kicking off this Lone Star Cowboy Poetry Gathering starting Wednesday next week in Bastrop. And it's called An Evening with Barry Corbin, and it's a celebration of your life and career. And you've had quite the career. And, you know, Amber was actually filling me in before the show. You were a stage actor for a while, and you didn't really get into movies until kind of later in life.
Well, I was, the first big movie I did was Urban Cowboy.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
And I had my 39th birthday right after we finished filming. So.
Man, and that was an incredible movie, of course. And then my first exposure to you as memorable was War Games, when you played the general at NORAD. And you had a, you know, I'm telling you, of course, you know this, but I'm telling the crowd this, is you had one of the funniest lines of the whole movie with, you know, I'd piss on a spark plug if it would do any good. That was the best.
Yeah, well, that was not in the script.
It wasn't.
No, it was accidental because when Matthew Broderick came in, shoved that Air Force officer away from the computer.
Yes, sir.
The guy he shoved away was actually an Air Force major, and he was our technical advisor. He said, I'd never let this kid touch my computer without a direct order from the general. And so John Badham said to me, can you think of a colorful way to order the kid in the computer? I said, yeah, I believe I can. And so I did that as kind of a joke. I didn't really think they'd use it.
Yes, sir.
But they did.
That was the classic. And then you've been so much since then. And, you know, just seeing you on Yellowstone last season was incredible. And I didn't remember you being in Tulsa King. All these shows what's his name is putting out, Tulsa King and Landman. Those are some great TV shows. It's kind of a, you know, going back to the past of TV where they were really classic and you had a little bit more freedom.
Yeah, well, Taylor is he's sort of a one man industry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure.
I called him a what's his name?
Turning them out one after the other. He's going to be the only thing on the TV, I guess, now, except the old stuff.
Yes, sir. But there's not a show he does that is not a big hit, and so good for him. And he's a Texan, and we love that.
Yeah, and we're trying to shoot all of them in Texas too, if we can. But the Tulsa King, now they're shooting in Georgia. They're shooting that in Atlanta,
right?
And yeah. So I've done two there, but that's a long way to drive for one line or something.
Yes, sir. And Amber, our co-host here, said she was just watching The Ranch the other day, and there you were on The Ranch.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Dale's my favorite. Dale's the best.
Well, he's a good veterinarian. He can't hear very well, but he's a good veterinarian.
You know, every part you play, you're always the guy that's sitting there with a bit of wisdom, and you seem to like, you've had a great life. You've got a lot of knowledge in your head, and you're always the one that kind of sets people straight. And I've always loved that about your character, whatever show you're in.
Well, I try to get a little bit of me in there if I can.
Well, so tell us about cowboy poetry before I let Amber loose on you.
Well, actually I'm not a cowboy poet. Okay. I do write, but I write in prose. It's I can't condense my thoughts down to a cowboy poem, you
yes,
know.
Sir.
And that's really what my show is. I just get up there and sort of ruminate on my life.
Right.
And it's never the same show because I don't have it written down or anything. I just go out there and start talking.
Well, you've had a hell of a career, and what got you, because you were a stage actor, right, first, and then you moved into movies.
Oh, yeah.
What got you into the movie thing? Is this something you always wanted to do, or is it just happenstance?
Well, I wanted to do movies to start with. When I grew up in a little town called, when I first became aware of show business, I was living in La Mesa, Texas.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And that's halfway between Lubbock, Texas and Big Spring, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd go down to the Majestic Theater on Saturdays and watch Wild Bill Elliott and Sunset too. They would have a good time. They'd holler and whistle and
right.
carry on. When the cavalry's coming to save people at the end of the show, we'd help them. We'd throw popcorn and milk duds at the screen.
Man, I like the characters you always play. But Amber is the co-host here, and she always has some unique questions for our musician friends and for an actor friend. Amber, do you have the hot seat ready for Mr. Corbin?
Hi, sir. How are you today?
Doing good? I'm fine. How are you doing, Amber?
Well, yeah. You are one of our family's favorite actors of all time. And what I love about you is I was able to call my mom and dad and get questions. And I was able to call my kids who are in their 20s and get questions for you because you span decades. And the first one I have,
good.
Really, out
good.
Of all the roles, you've done over 200 films and movies, which one is the most close to you in real life?
I guess Dale in the
yeah.
ranch.
My favorite.
Yeah.
I love to. So did you and Sam Elliott give each other hell off set too, not just while y'all were
oh,
on
yeah,
screen?
We, they kind of modeled our relationship as on the show as our real relationship. I've known Sam for about 40 years, I guess. We've been friends a long time.
And then of course the main question all four people that I talked to today had. Just a quick one. Pam or Sissy?
Pam or Sissy?
From Urban Cowboy.
with my personal favorite?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I'd choose Sissy because Pam's too high maintenance.
Oh,
amen. Thank you.
That was always the question. That was always the question from Urban Cowboys. Like, why did he go back to Sissy when he had Pam? And you're exactly
well,
right.
You know, you got Pam, but if you get in the tight spot, she's not going to stick around. She's going to go with some rich oil man.
You got that right.
Exactly. So, one last Urban Cowboy question, and then I got a couple more. So, the cantaloupe line that is the most famous line that you had wasn't even part of the script either, right?
No. That whole speech, the director Jim Bridges said, I know you're a writer. Can you kind of punch up your that last speech you have, because all I said was, you got to remember, bud, that pride is one of them seven deadlies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all I said in the printed version. So I wrote that whole thing on a napkin in Gillies.
Man.
And I
really?
Handed to him. I said, how's this sound? He said, that's good. Don't tell John what you're going to say.
And it's my parents' 54th anniversary. It was yesterday. They celebrated
well,
54
happy
years
anniversary.
Together. Yes, sir. Thank you. And his
now,
one question.
Your parents not as old as I am, are they?
No, sir. You were about 15 when they were born. They're in their 70s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they could be my kids.
Well, actually, that's funny that you mentioned that because my Dad asked if you were adopting anyone. That was his one question out of all the things. He just, they're actually listening for the first time in my 4-year radio career. They're listening this morning because you're on the show and they haven't listened to me.
Good. Happy anniversary, y'all.
That's great. Finally got
but
to
he would like
to
know if you're, he'd like to know if you are adopting any children and or ranch hands to come work your ranch in Texas, because he would like to throw his hat in the
ranch
ring.
Anymore. I'm all I've got now, the closest thing I got to horse right now is an English Mastiff.
Oh.
And he's about 225 pounds, which is heavier than I am right now.
And that leads me to my last question. Horses have always been super important in your life. And I grew up with horses. I did play days and my favorite horse out of all of them that I had, her name was Sunset Dream. Do you have one that is your all time top horse? Is it a cutting horse or just
when
you rode
horse,
around?
Smitty the Kid. He was a horse. It was his father was Skeeto and his mom was My Shady Chick, who was a reining horse. And he was a Doc Bar horse. And he was my favorite. I got him when he was five. He'd been trained for the West Coast Futurity. And he busted out in it, so they just turned him out for 2 years.
Ah.
So he was out in the pasture when I got him, and he was a little, he's a little bronky, you know. You'd cut a cow with him, he'd buck a little bit while he's holding him.
Oh, so he was spicy.
Yeah. I showed him up in Canada one time, and the announcer said, "Okay, coming out of shoot four, it's Barry Corbin on Smitty the Kid." And he came out bucking.
Well, I got one last question. What is your favorite line you've ever come up with that you still use in real life? Out of all of them, I know you've got thousands.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I come up with one about every day. I'll probably come up with some next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Man, we may have to come out there. Yes, sir, for sure. Well, thank you for spending time with us today.
Yeah. All right, well, come out and hang around afterwards. I'm going to sign pictures for everybody afterwards, so hang around.
Well, it's Barry Corbin, and you're hosting this big An Evening with Barry Corbin out at the Lone Star Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Bastrop, again, starting Wednesday, February 18th. All the details will be putting up at CokeFM.com. Also, you're going to be spending some time out in Bastrop. What part of Texas do you live in now?
I'm in Fort Worth.
Okay, great.
So I'll drive down there probably Tuesday, so I'll have time to. My wife's going to set up some stuff in their little mercantile place out there.
Yes, sir.
So we'll get there Tuesday, and then I'll do the show Wednesday, and then I'm going to introduce on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm going to introduce the poetry deals.
Well, man, it is so nice to finally meet you, and thank you for coming down to our neck of the woods. And you've been an inspiration in my life for quite a while, and I appreciate you joining us.
Now, Bastrop's right next to Austin, isn't it?
Yes,
pretty
sir.
Close.
It's just about 20 miles to the east from downtown Austin.
Yeah, well, y'all come out and see us.
Yes, sir.
If you don't come to the show, come out one of the other deals. I'm going to be out there for till Sunday, I think.
Oh, great.
Oh, perfect.
I'd love to meet you in person, and have a great trip down here. Be careful. We love Fort Worth, too. I spent some time up there as well. That's a great city. So
yeah,
have a good time. And again, all the details, CokeFM.com. Barry Corbin right here on Coke Radio on this
Friday
morning.
We'll see you out there.
Yes, sir.